Good morning and welcome to the first of a two-series podcast called Visual Arguments. This is coming from RIT in Rochester, New York. My name is Michael McCarroll. I'll be your host. We'll be discussing visual arguments and particularly two ads that have been used, one for domestic violence and the other for gun control. For these two podcasts, I will not be able to display pictures as this is only an audio recording. So I will post the ad picture to the WordPress website where this audio recording will originate from. The very first ad was actually made by the Salvation Army as a domestic violence ad. There's a nice gray background, a light gray floor. The lady is laying on her right side and she is propping herself up on one arm. She's looking straight at the camera. Her hair is nice but a little bit disheveled. She's wearing a very nice white and gold dress. She has a black eye, a bloody nose, a busted lip, a large bruise on her left thigh, which is facing up, bruises on each knee, and she's very serious in her demeanor. And the only caption on the screen is above her feet, about head level to the picture, and it says, "Why is it so hard to see black and blue?" This is referring to the whole black and blue, white and gold dress controversy. If you are unaware of that controversy, I will go into that background. The dress was actually a black and blue dress, but it was taken in a picture that had very weird lighting. It was almost a whitewash lighting with a little gold hint to it. So it was posted on the internet, and the question was, is this dress black and blue, or is this dress gold and white? And a lot of people said that it was gold and white. Then there was a big argument online, people going back and forth, calling other people stupid and saying that they need to get their eyes checked. It got pretty nasty, but overall, it was just a visual trick based on the lighting, and depending on who looked at it and how your brain registers colors, it was close enough to both shades that it could have gone black and blue, it could have gone white and gold. But in real life, it turned out that the dress was actually black and blue, but so many people thought it was white and gold. So this ad plays on that trick to kind of bring forth the fact that as a society, we hide the domestic violence abuse and the black and blues. We cover them up with makeup. We try to pretend like they're not there. But in reality, the black and blues are there and they're very real. We just choose not to look at them. So while you guys all sit there and let that sink in and take a moment, I'm going to kind of just go over what a visual argument is in the basis, and then we'll get started breaking down this very powerful ad and talk about why it's powerful and what it is that Salvation Army did right with this ad. So a visual argument is made up of four major parts. There's a background, or what they call a premise, for an argument. And these are all the little things that everyone knows, you see day-to-day life, and they add up to this overwhelming argument going towards your point. The second thing is warrants, and those are things like analogies or signs, causes, things that give you a purpose towards your argument. Once you have those background premises for the argument and the warrants that are the analogies, the signs, and the causes, then it gives you enough information that you can build inferences or connections between the visual ad that you're seeing and the underlying issue that is being presented to you. And it kind of coerces you into finding your position on the problem at hand. So we already touched on the black and blue dress, and that is a perfect analogy for the black and blues that people wear that are clear signs and clear indicators of domestic violence and domestic abuse that we choose to see as white and gold. And that right there is why the Salvation Army hit this ad right on the head, and it was so powerful when they released it. Premise of black and blue, white and gold, the premise of that dress that everybody argued back and forth, and it really was just a black and gold dress. The premise that women are abused, a known fact. Men are abused, it's a known fact. There's abusive relationships. The other premise that we all know abuse is rarely reported. And the last premise that I can think of would be that abuse is disguised in our society, in courtrooms. It's a big problem culturally. And then you go into the warrants of the huge analogy between this black and blue dress and what happened online, which we talked about earlier. It just sits heavy with people because you realize simply how quickly you are to make judgments and how quickly you are to dismiss something as white and gold when it's truly black and blue. So then you get to the inference of a visual argument, and this is where after you've seen those premises and after you can put together that analogy of the warrants, you start to make your own underlying feeling, your own gut reaction about a situation. In this instance, the inference here implies, at least to me, it implies that domestic abuse is being disguised and hidden behind white and gold tones. You know, people are seeing a girl who's got bruised wrists and, you know, maybe wears a little too much makeup, but her boyfriend has a huge house and some real flashy cars. So they're like, oh, she's got to be living the great life. She's living the American dream. But it really just comes down to the fact that society doesn't have the backbone to stand up and see the black and blue for what it is. They want to see everybody having a great time. They want to pretend like nothing is ever wrong, which is kind of disturbing. The fourth part to a visual argument is the conclusion. It's what brings it all together. And the conclusion of this ad is a real closer. It brings together the premise that led you to the warrant and the inference and solidifies you right behind the cause of calling to action. And that conclusion is those hard-hitting words written right on the ad that read, "Why is it so hard to see black and blue?" And that just echoes in your head. And then the small fine print when they get you intrigued and you lean in and look a little closer, it says, "The only illusion is if you think it was her choice. 1 in 6 women are victims of abuse. Stop abuse against women." It just calls you and propels you to be that higher person, that higher level, and report this. Start keeping an eye out. Don't just be an innocent bystander and see it and just look away and say, "That's not me. I didn't know." You have to look for it, seek it, and report it. And that's really what this ad, it kind of just gets you from your gut morals and tells you this is wrong and we need to start as a whole culture rejecting this. So that wraps it up today, guys, for the Black and Blue Salvation Army domestic abuse ad. I really appreciate you sticking with me through this. It's a little bit longer than the 5 minutes that we typically stick to. However, this has been my first podcast in a 2-part series called Diving Into Visual Arguments. To view the images discussed during the podcast, please go to the www.wordpress.com and look me up. This is the website that I loaded the actual audio files to originally, and also the images or ad pictures that I am discussing. This has been Michael McCarroll from RIT, and tune in next time to discuss the American handgun issue. Thank you. Bye.